type of security. Okay. All right. And I have no conflict of interest to disclose. Okay. Just want to say that for the record. Now, cybersecurity and information. What is cybersecurity? So if we look at cybersecurity, it's also known as information technology security, and it focuses on protecting computers, networks, programs, and data from unintended or unauthorized access, change, or destruction. Why is cybersecurity important? Well, I bet you all in the room, beside what I have written above on the slide, you can give me other, you can tell me at the end what are some other thoughts on why cybersecurity is important. But it's to warn off cyber attacks, warn off digital spying, a threat to our national security. You know, we really need to safeguard our national security. And terrorism, okay? Terrorism is a key. We all know about 9/11 and some other terrorist acts that happen. And viruses. Most people don't think about viruses, but we have to be concerned about that as well. Why is cybersecurity important? Because what we do is all of your information is confidential, and so you want to be concerned about collecting, processing, and storing a great deal of confidential information on computers. And this data is transmitted across networks, believe it or not. So we have the government. Anybody in here works for the government? Okay. If you're not allowed to say, that's okay. What government? What organization do you work for? What? Veterans Administration. Good. Military. Anyone else in the military? Okay. Corporations. How about corporations? Anyone in work for a corporation? Raise your hand. What corporation do you work for? Futures Group. And what is the Futures Group? Okay. All right. And you, sir, did you raise your hand?
No, actually, I did academia.
Oh, academia. Okay. All right. Financial institutions, hospitals, sensitive business, and personal information. And I guess I could have put other there for academic institutions. Okay. Now, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So, we missed that because this is November, and we want to protect your personal data, and we want to be wary of the Wi-Fi. So you all know don't join Wi-Fi networks because of hackers. How many in here have had their computer hacked? Let's see a show of hands. You have? Okay. All right. Okay, this is Mr. Bill Adams, my husband, who's attending this session. All right. My husband used to work for Computer Sciences Corporation, so I don't know whether that was his computer was hacked there or not, but I know our home computer was hacked into. Okay. Don't assume privacy on social media. Okay. Don't open up suspicious email. Now, how many of you open up emails that you are not sure of? Let's see a show of hands. You all are here to, if you don't know the person, you don't open it up? That's good. That's good. Even once I got an email and said, you have won, or you're the recipient of $1 million or $1 billion. So, no, seriously, have you ever received an email like that? And so I open it up, and when I open it up, my computer just crashed. And so I'll never do that again. But when they said money, I said, ooh, maybe I did win $1 billion. You know, I do play the lotto and so forth, so I wasn't sure. Maybe they knew something that I didn't know. Hackers can make an email look like it came from anywhere, and that's true. Okay, protect your credit. Many financial institutions send emails if you have a transaction that is large or, you know, charge or cash, some type of withdrawal. Now, my identity was stolen. How many have had their identity stolen? Okay. You never want your identity to be stolen because it takes years and years and years
to get it back. And then folks will be trying to get $50,000 Mercedes-Benz, all kinds of mortgages. And, I mean, just it's just unbelievable. So what I had to do is I had to have a freeze on my credit bureaus. And, you know, there are three credit bureaus. Actually, there are four. And so I can't get, no one can get into my credit unless the credit bureau contacts me. And if I want to, and I have a freeze, so if I want to lift the freeze, I have to pay $5. All right? And you can lift the freeze for 7 days, 15 days, or 30 days, or permanently. So every time I want to lift, if I want to buy something, let's say if I want to go and buy a bedroom set, and they have to check my credit, then I have to lift the freeze on whatever bureau that company is with. And, you know, it could be Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax. So that costs money. Without cybersecurity protection, you are prone to malicious computer hackers. And hackers can gain access to virtually any file or information stored on your computer through a malicious program. There must be a lot of, intelligent people in this world who have nothing better to do than to hack your computer. Okay? It's mind-boggling to me. And how many have seen, it's a TV series that started, I think it started a month ago. It's called Scorpion. You know about that? It's a new TV series called Scorpion. And they have four sets of, they're called geniuses. And the person who's the leader of the TV show, his IQ is 190. He said his was higher than Einstein, which was 167. So the government has hired these geniuses to work on behalf of the government. So it's a good thing. But when I watched that show, I said, oh, they can hack into anything. You know, I mean, really, military bases, CIA. And I do believe, and this is my own personal thought, I do believe that there are people who are so intelligent that can figure out various programs to hack into. Okay, data-destroying viruses. You could potentially lose all of your data or become unable to use it. So we have to worry about that. And email spam. Now, I'm away. You all are away. Okay, so when you go back home, how many emails do you think that you'll have that does not belong to you? Yeah, I mean, they're spam because you're not going to open them up. 25? What about you? 10? What about you, Sarah?
Depends on the account, but anywhere from 10 to 50.
Okay. And what about you? Okay. What about you, Dr. Turner? 50. Okay. So we have to be very careful. So when you see email that you do not know, then you don't want to open it up and just send it to spam. That's what I do. Okay. So with cybersecurity protection, you want to ensure that you have the minimum security standards, and you should have a secure password to your computer. Now, I asked my husband this morning, how often should we change the password to your computer? And so he told me monthly. Now, how often do you change? Did you say monthly? Okay. How often would you change? Do you change your password? Every 3 months at work? Okay. What about you? At the VA? Mm-hmm. What about you, Sarah, the contractor? Every 3 months? Okay. And you? Okay. I'm just a little curious. Why do you change it twice a year? Okay, so you all have not had anyone to hack into your academic institution, your personal email account, or have not had any viruses or anything like that, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So are you saying that they were being a little bit lazy because they didn't want to change it more often?
No, I think it has to do with the organizational culture.
Mm-hmm.
The organizational culture does not allow for a much more rigorous schedule of changing the passwords. If those of us with security had a preference, we certainly would have it be much more frequent, but it's not.
Okay. Now, what about the people in here, the three of you all who said every 3 months? Is that a VA type of requirement? Is that a contractor type of requirement? And is that your institution type? Every 3 months. So if you went to them and said, well, I don't want to change it every 3 months, may I change it every month, what would they say? Would they ask you a series of questions, why, or that's what I'm getting at? Okay. And yes. Question? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Oh, thank you. And what about you, Mr. Thomas?
Well, I mean, I think it's every 3 months. It's a tech company, so they always keep an eye on those things. But every 90 days, it's a quarterly thing. So a lot of people are keeping with the quarterly habit, just because of the academic impact. I said, I mean, people get a little leery about having to change it more often, because then you have to remember it, and you got to come up with a new one every month. And you know, there are a lot of us who use multiple passwords and use passwords in multiple places, which I'm told is not a good idea either, but I guess people just don't want the burden of having to remember, not just remember to do it, but remember it once they've done it.
Okay.
Then you have to come up with a new one and have to remember it.
Okay, now I have another question to ask you all. So if you use your password at work, do you use your same password at home, or is that different? Is it different? Different. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Your firewall turned on. Automatic updates turned on. A reliable antivirus program. What type of antivirus programs do you all have at work? I mean, I know the usual antivirus, but what do you use at your job in an academic institution? Does that work?
Yeah, actually, it's not simply antivirus. It's a number of other types of things that looks at the data as it arrives to the computer and makes determinations of, you know, what level of risk that data might be and what level of protection it might be.
Okay. And what about your contracting? Because it seemed like to me, being a contractor, you would need a lot of, antiviruses to counteract if you're working for the government or a particular organization. Use what?
Norton.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one? Okay. All right. And what about you from the VA? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about your institution? You have no idea. Okay. Well, what happens if the IT people, something happens to the IT people? What are you all going to do? I mean, if it's a blackout or something, what do you do then? How do you? Hmm? What do you say, Dr. Turner? Hire some new IT people? Okay, I guess that makes sense. I guess my thought is that I always think about you have plan A, and then there's always a plan B or plan C. so if something happens. Okay, change your password frequently. We talked about that. Okay. Okay, so this is the end of my presentation on cybersecurity and information. It's very brief because I allow time to for you all to ask questions, and if I can answer them, I will. So do you have any questions at this time? I think we covered everything.